Well, I don't know, but there's so many things that you can do with a potato.
Mm-hmm.
Bake it, boil it, fry it, scallop it.
They're all good.
Cream it.
Okay. The kinds of potatoes that have the yellow meat, what would these be called?
Oh, sweet potatoes.
Any or other names for them?
Yams.
Mm-hmm.
And
those are good too.
I can't think of any other
names. That's good. Something with a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes and grows in a garden.
Onions. And garlic also. We don't have any garlic this year, but we have had.
Okay. The little young fresh ones that you eat. Type of onion. Sort of sometimes on a long stalk.
Yeah. Well, there's little spring onions, scallions, shallots, and then the larger type onions that you dry.
Have you grown those also?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Okay, what are some of the vegetables you would use for a good soup? Especially a green one that you all have that is used in the South a lot. You can fry it.
Yeah, okra.
Mm-hmm.
And tomatoes and onions and potatoes, and I'll put a few lima beans and a few green beans, some corn. Makes for a good soup mixture.
Well, that sounds good. What about a gumbo? Have you ever fixed a gumbo?
Yes, but it's probably different to the way anybody else would fix it. I just like a lot of onions and okra and tomatoes, and then put a meat in it, like chicken, most of the time, or I like it.
And does it make its own broth?
Yeah. And we prefer it like that.
Oh, sounds good. If you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up and
swivel.
Okay. What are some leafy vegetables that come in heads?
Cabbage and lettuce and I think that's the only two things that come in heads.
So. What different kinds of beans do you have? Are you growing this year?
Oh, we've had fresh pintos, half run or green beans, sugar crout or peas. Let's see. Oh, the little lima beans.
What's another name for those?
Butter beans.
Butter beans. Mm-hmm. Okay. If when you pick your beans, if you don't eat the pods and all, you have to
shell them.
The kind of large flat beans that you don't eat in the pod, well, I think we've already gotten this response for butter beans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're fine with that. You take the tops of turnips and you cook them and make a mess of?
Turnip greens.
Greens, okay.
Yes.
Someone told me, Mother told me, you know, you gave me the beets. She has a friend that takes the tops off the beets
and
does the same thing as with the greens.
I do.
Split those with her, and she said she thought she'd try it. So I told her I'd ask you about it.
They're good, but those may be a little bit too old.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
But
they're real good. They have a spinach taste. Now, we grow our own spinach, and they taste enough. They're kin to them, I think. Anyway, but they are good like that. You know, I like the taste maybe once, twice a year.
It's about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Vegetable that is the base for all salads. What would this be? The green vegetable?
Lettuce.
Okay. If you wanted to get two at the store, you'd ask for
two heads.
Okay. Of lettuce. Fine. You have two boys and three girls. You have how many something of children?
You have five.
Five children. Okay. Do you ever speak of your children as having so many heads of children?
No, I never have.
Okay, fine. If he had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a blank of children.
A small group.
A small group, okay. Have you ever used the word passel?
No.
Okay, fine. All right. Does it mean anything to you? To have a passel of something?
No, I don't think I've ever. Maybe I'm just really way out. I've